Well, there you have it. We'll leave the family table and go into the radio obituaries. My first initial radio obituary, is K. Rani. K. Rani was the first female singer from India to sing the national anthem of Sri Lanka. She's recorded over 500 songs in multiple languages. She also performed in films. And we're going to start with a piece that was from an original motion picture. my initial obituary. And I will say I got a little bit stumped there because I was kind of just reading along what I had written for K. Ronnie, and I realized that I had written that she was an Indian playback singer, and I had no idea what a playback singer was. So I subsequently looked it up, and it turns out that a playback singer is a singer whose singing is pre-recorded for use in movies. Playback singers record songs for soundtracks, and actors or actresses lip-sync the songs for cameras. The actual singer does not appear on screen. I did not realize that. And that's the beautiful thing about the radio obituaries is I know, as setting up this show, I learned so much more than I would have, than just kind of sitting there listening along. So for K. Ronnie, that first song, O Divine Day, was from an original motion picture soundtrack, Devadasu. I'm sure I just butchered that. Following that, I thought, well, what is the national anthem of Sri Lanka, since she was the first woman to sing it? And that was Sri Lanka Matha, and that's from an album that is titled All the National Anthems. That might be useful. I ended that set with Michael Dana. I'm just going to say the English. Today My Heart Desires from Monsoon Wedding, because my head just went immediately to Monsoon Wedding. I really like that movie. So let's see if I want to continue on the radio obituaries, which is the plan. The next, it's kind of all wrapped up into one. The next, and penultimate is Stefan Demare. He was born in Sweden, and his debut album was Visor för Smulusia Oran. In other words, Songs for Dirty Ears. And that was in 1970. It was certified gold, as was his second album, which I'm not even going to try and pronounce. So, if I can line them up, we will have a piece by Stefan Demare again. Let's give it a try.
Bland dansbanans folk, vem är det som liknar en gigolo? Det är glesbygdens Rickard Gere, Gunnar från Gammelbo. Nu stirrar han tufft och stintan och greppar en dam så svag. Just nu är han i Eastwood Clinton och visar sitt hårda jag. För Gunnar från Gammelbo, han har skaffat sig video. Och Västermans gamla fik är nu mer videobutik. Byn är sig inte lik. Borta är bioveven i gamla folkets hus. För nu kan man ladda tvn med Goldie-hån och tom krus. Och känner man sig grå och gräslig, och det är som långt till maj, då far man med Elvis Presley ända till Blue Hawaii. För Gunnar från Gammelbo, han har skaffat sig video. Och Västermans gamla fik är nu mer videobutik. Byn är sig inte lik. Och säg, har ni hört det sista? Sjukhemmet har parabol. Så nu slipper mor Agda mista Jan Långben och rock'n'roll. Varför var det så tomt i salen vid vår aftongudstjänst ikväll? Men herregud, är du galen? Det var ju hockey från NHL. Och Gunnar från Gammelbo, han har skaffat sig video. Och Västermans gamla fik är nu mer videobutik. Byn är sig inte lik. med singo ut i sitt gråglas, utspädd med hemmakört. Är Gunnar en Michael Douglas, en Bronson, en William Hurt? Ja, han är en Viggo Starken som kvinnornas åtrå får. Så Ulla i Ica-charken, hon kan känna sig blåst i år. För Gunnar från Gammelbo, han har skaffat sig video. Och Västermans gamla fik är nu mer videobutik. Byn är sig inte lik, nej byn är sig inte lik.
Rolled into one, the post, the next, the penultimate obituary, Stephen DeMare. And again, you're probably wondering how I got from one of his songs to Led Zeppelin, but he's Swedish, and I was thinking about the movie The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and apparently that is a song from The Immigrant Song, is from the soundtrack of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I don't know, my mind just kept going to movies. For the ultimate radio obituary, Crawford Marion Gates was born December 29th, 1921, and died June 9th, 2018. He was an American musician, composer, and conductor known for his contributions to the body of... Oh, dear. I misread this. I thought it said LSD music, but it actually says LDS music. That's probably a whole different set of music than what I was planning on. Well, that kind of messes things up. I'll tell you what, I'm just going to put on a little bit of Timothy Leary, and we'll see if we can just fix this whole debacle.
Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
to transform American society. In the next 5 or 10 years, we expect that between 20 and 30 million Americans will be using LSD regularly in their spiritual development and in their psychological growth.
In the 1960s, Timothy Leary brought psychedelic drugs out of the laboratories and onto the campuses of America.
The greatest pushers in this country today are the missionaries who make and distribute LSD because they are convinced that it's a wonderful way, as that poisonous, evil man, Dr. Timothy Leary, has said, it is a way to turn on, tune in, and drop out.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love. Love. When the garden flowers, baby,
double-checked, and apparently my ultimate
rest
obituary, Crawford Marion Gates, is a composer and conductor of LDS music, not LSD. But you know, anybody could make that mistake, right? But it seems unfair to leave you all with that as the ultimate obituary and not do it correctly. So how about a post-ultimate obituary? And that would be Yvette Horner. Who is that? She is a French musician. In fact, these were not the correct notes. However, she was known, there it is. She was a French accordionist known for performing with the Tour de France. And I think by this they meant the actual
drift
Tour de France.
Beyond the body.
So, let's move out of the LSD world.
Float
to France.
Center.
And listen to that Horner.
De cette 17e étape du Tour de France, le peloton, énorme machine de muscles et d'acier, vient de s'élancer. Monter en danseuse, appuyer sur la pédale, surveiller son braquet, que d'épreuves pour ces jeunes hommes qui, en attendant l'auréole de la victoire, se contentent de celle de la sueur qui laisse dans son sillage ce trait de musc que connaissent bien les supporters massés le long des routes. Pédalage et défonçage sont les mamelles du Tour de France, alors ils se défoncent car la ligne est encore loin. Alors que le peloton n'est plus qu'un souvenir, le glas des premiers abandons résonne dans la montagne. Face à l'effort, ceux qui ont le coup de pédale moins rageur donnent l'impression de reculer, de s'effacer, de disparaître.
kind of seems unfortunate to ruin the mood of that beautiful song, but I will. And so, yeah, thanks for recognizing the song from Triplets of Belleville, and then followed by a piece from Amelie. So kind of getting back into that movie thing. So that was the post-ultimate obituary for Yvette Horner, La Marche de Minuit, from the album called La Marche de Minuit. Then Ben Charest, Tour de France, from the soundtrack of the Triplets of Belleville. And then Jan Tiersen, Le Moulin, or maybe it's Moulin, from Amelie, a movie that I also really enjoy. I think Oh Brother was the soundtrack before the radio obituaries, and Monsoon Wedding and The Triplets of Belleville and Amelie are some of my favorite movies. So, I know it's a little late to like really introduce myself because it's my second time covering for Belinda, but I'll tell you a few things. One, I am a nurse. Two, my favorite ice cream is mint chip. Three, I do foster care with dogs, which is why I always do a foster care or dog adoption PSA. But I'm also from California. And what does that mean? That means that in the last 25 minutes of Bubbles in the Think Tank, perhaps we'll go surfing.
everybody's heard about the bird.
The world what Power Girl Surfers can do. Is Trish coming? Don't get your hopes up.
Well, Trish is not doing it.
Look, it's about showing everyone that girls surf hard too. We're calling it a peaceful surfing expression session protest of the male-dominated surf magazine industry.
I think you need a catchier title.
Does this mean you're in?
Let's rip.
Power Girl Surfers! Power Girl Surfers!
Thank you. you in the groove, pull off the lip and in the tube. If I can do it, so can you. So go surf.
Ooh, wow, surf.
Everybody go surf.
Ooh, wow, surf, surf.
Surf will never, never die, 'cause the feeling makes me fly so high. My love for surf is very strong, so the ocean is where I belong. We go surf.
I think we get the idea. It goes on for a little bit longer.
imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, well, Bubbles in the Think Tank is winding down. Paul, I'm sorry for cutting off the cramps. I was at a 3.5-hour outdoor meet and greet with my poorly behaved foster puppy trying to find him a home. And I think they were just putting me over the edge. So thanks for coming surfing with me. We started with The Ventures, Wipeout. Then The Ramones, Surfin' Bird. Weezer, Surf Wax America. The Ventures again, Walk Don't Run. Cow, Crater Boys, Surf from the best of the Cow, Crater Boys. I love it when I find something that I think is somewhat esoteric and then I start typing it in to our system and it pops up because somebody's already played this music before me. So they were there. The Cramps with their version of Surfin' Bird from Psychedelic Jungle Gravest Hits. I love the Cramps. It just was going to go on for another couple more minutes and I was done. The Centurions, Surf Bird, and we're going to end with Sleepwalk, because last time I was on, I played a little lullaby for everybody to put you off to sleep, so maybe this will do the same. Thank you so much for letting me host Bubbles in the Think Tank. This is such an honor to be sitting here. I will be back in August, I think the 11th, and I hope that very shortly after that, Belinda will be back, because boy, do I miss her. So thank you for all of your energy and all of the posts on Facebook, and sleep well, my friends, my family.